In this week's Parsha on Parsha's Kedoshim, Parsha starts off, the Pasuk says, V'edaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Hashem Baruch Hu tells Moshe to say, Daber al Kladas b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, Kedoshim tiyu. Tell Klal Yisrael, tell the Jewish people, be holy, Kedoshim tiyu. Why? Kados ani Hashem elokeichem. Because I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am holy. What does it mean to be holy? So Rashi here on the Pasuk says, Kedoshim tiyu, havu prushim min ha'arayos min ha'avira. That a person should be holy, and being holy means not doing averos. Separating oneself from sin, from averos, that's what it means to be holy. But really, if we look later in Chumash, there's another episode, there's another Pasuk that describes Kedusha seemingly in a different way. If one turns to Parshas Emor, Parak Chaf Aleph Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk says, Kadosh Yalecha, that in reference to the Kohanim, so the Torah says that we should treat these Kohanim with an extra level of Kedusha. Now, what is this extra level of Kedusha that we treat Kohanim with? So the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Tesh Amud Beis, learns out, what does it mean to treat Kohanim differently with an added level of Kedusha? It means that they go first. That whether it comes to benching, that they lead the Zimon, if they're there, they get the first Aliyah. If there's a nicer piece of food, it goes to the Kohen. That's what it means, says the Gemara. When the Pasuk says, Kadosh Yalach, that they should be holy, these Kohanim, it means they're more chashuv, they're more important, and therefore they come first. So here in Parshas Emor, we see that Kedusha means chashivos. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher, the Rosh Yeshiva in Slobodka, so he writes in his Lekat Tichos Moser in Parshas Kedoshim, that these are really, it's one definition, in that when Rashi tells us Kedoshim Tiyu means to separate oneself from Avera, the reason one is separating oneself from Avera is because he's Chashav. It's because Kedusha means you're Chashav. It means you're important. We're above doing Averos. Sinning is below us. A Ben Melech, we're all Mamleches Kohanim, the Gai Kadosh, we're all Kohanim. We're all Kohanim. Kadosh Yalach, that means we're Kohanim. And therefore, we need to have the perspective that we're a Ben Melech, and therefore, Averos are below us. But points out, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher, that there's one more episode in Chumash where we seemingly have yet another definition of what it means to be Kadosh. If you turn and take a look in Parshas Baaloscha, this is in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches, says the Pasuk Ve'ela Am Tomar, Hiskachu L'machar, Ve'achalchem Basar Ki Bechisem Ba'aznei Hashem Lemor, Mi'achilenu Basar Ki Tov Lanu B'mitzayim, Ve'nasen Hashem Lechem Basar Ve'achalchem. Moshe tells Klal Yisrael that prepare yourselves, Hiskachu L'machar, become kadosh, For tomorrow you will have all this meat coming your way. And the Pasuk uses the lashon of Hiskachu L'machar. Sanctify yourself for tomorrow. What does that mean? Rashi says on the Pasuk Hiskachu L'machar, Hiskachu means Hizminu Atlichem L'Peranias. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. That's what Kedusha is. In that the more one prepares themselves, the more preparation one does for any situation in life, whether it's for an upcoming Yom Tov, for an upcoming Shabbos, the more preparation one has, the more Kedusha they're going to receive, the more Kedusha they're going to get out of that event. So says Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher, putting all three definitions of Kedusha together, Rashi tells us, Kedoshim Tiyu, our mission statement as a people, is to be Kadosh. And Rashi says that means to separate oneself from Avera. But why? What's the mindset? Why are we separating ourselves? It's because we're Chashav. It's because just like the Kohanim, they're Kadosh, they get first because they're Chashav, they're more important. That's why we separate ourselves from Avera. Because we're Ben Melech. Averos are below us. We have so much more to achieve and accomplish and to strive for. And when one is in that situation, when he already separated himself from Averos, because he knows he's Chashav, he knows what he's worth, then he's already put himself in a place where he's prepared himself to really achieve greatness and excel in terms of Ruchness. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.